relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, friends. Watching on Twitter, there's a video. Massive crowd. What time is it? It's only 4 in the afternoon on the East Coast. Massive crowd already waiting for the president to arrive tonight in Cincinnati for a rally. And Donald Trump Jr. retweeting it. I can't wait to get there and warm up that amazing crowd. And man, does he warm up that crowd. When we saw him, Mr. G, we went down to Orlando to broadcast America First from the launch of the president's re-election campaign. And Don Jr. spoke before his father. I think I see a future in politics for that young man. He was in his element and he enjoyed it. Back to breaking news. The man who brings it every time. Oh my gosh. He's like a one-man news service stroke investigative reporting team. He is John Solomon. Follow him, J. Solomon Reports on Twitter. Executive Vice President at The Hill, the man in charge of Hill TV. And now with an amazing story about the former director of the FBI, Jim, I Stare at Trees Comey. John Solomon, welcome to America First.
It's glad to be with you.
So explain to our listeners who may have missed it. It's on our Twitter feed. It's big news. Last night you were on the Sean Hannity show with me. Let's start with this question. Can you recall in the history of the FBI, ever since it was created, has a former director ever had to have his home searched for illicitly procured classified information that was leaking to the press, John Solomon?
I cannot recall one, nor does any search of the Google archives that I did when I was reporting the story. No, and you can't remember a time when an FBI director was referred for prosecution. James Comey was referred for possible criminal prosecution because of his mishandling of classified information over email.
Isn't this ironic?
Hillary Clinton?
Right. Isn't this ironic? The man who cleared Hillary Clinton and said that intent isn't required after 108 top secret emails were put on her private secured, unsecured server. So tell the story, John Solomon. What were these communications? What were these classified documents?
These were a series of memos and emails that he wrote memorializing his conversations with President Trump concerning the Russia investigation. So he was keeping like a little diary, clearly thinking ahead that he was going to write a book or wanted to have a snitch file somewhere. And so he wrote these to himself. Then he's fired. He takes them out of the FBI inappropriately. That's one of the things that the IG finds. And then he brings them to his home. And then he transmits at least one of them classified at the confidential level, which is a little bit lower than the normal secret, top secret,
right.
Lowest level of classification, sends it to one of his lawyers to leak to the media. The FBI finds out that he has these memos. They go, have to go to his house, search his home. He turns over the memos he can find. He said he lost two of them. But here's the kicker. He doesn't tell them the day that they're retrieving the memos, oh, by the way, fellas, they're not just here. I forwarded them elsewhere using my email. He keeps that a secret, which causes the FBI to find out much later in the process that classified information had gone beyond his home and beyond his reach. So it's a really remarkable story. And I'm pretty certain when the IG report comes out in a couple of weeks, you're going to see two things, a citation for improperly handling classified information and a lack of candor. And if we just think of where we came with James Comey,
yes,
2 years ago, he was, you know, I'm the guy that did it all right. I was fired because of Russia. What did we find out? He wasn't fired because of Russia.
And let's be clear. Let's translate the lexicon for those who aren't familiar with DOJ and FBI language. When an official report accuses a federal official of lack of candor, in English, John Solomon, that means they lied, correct?
Certainly they were misleading. In this case, he didn't do an overt lie. I think it's a lie through omission or a mistruth through omission. But you would expect a guy who has preached to us endlessly in his speeches, on his book tour, in his Twitter feed, that he would have gone the extra mile and at least done the right thing after he got caught. And by all the evidence, including the FBI's own 302 report that they wrote when they interviewed him, he does not mention the fact that he had forwarded this information on. Why? Because he probably knew it was embarrassing that he had taken these memos.
So the question I have to ask you, because you are the man that breaks these stories, we had a caller, we discussed this in the last hour, and she wanted to know, why is he not getting charged? How are they raising the question of lack of intent again, which doesn't apply to classified information? And does this mean that we have to doubt AG Barr right now, John Solomon?
So let me tell you what my reporting showed. So first prosecutors weigh these sort of decisions every day, and one of the things they have to come to is, can I secure a conviction? Can I prove beyond a reasonable doubt to the jury pool that I'm likely going to face the deuce? This is probably the weakest of the cases, even though it's embarrassing and devastating to Comey and his image as Mr. Clean Government. It's the weaker of the cases. They have much stronger cases in the background. Did he give accurate testimony? Did he oversee a fraudulent FISA warrant? But on this one, here's the challenge they would have. Comey leaked the memo, and then when the FBI retrieved it, because he had never put it through the review process, they concluded after the fact that it included classified information. So to a jury, it's going to be hard to understand why you're punishing a guy when it wasn't marked classified. And you can go back and say, well, he didn't go through the process. If he did, it would have been marked classified. It's a little bit of a gobbledygook for jurors. And I, as the sources in my story were quoted, if you're going to bring the first prosecution of the Russian investigators, you probably want to lead with your best hand. This is not their best hand. There is significant more investigating going on by Attorney General Barr, specifically related to James Comey, his signature on the FISA, his testimony in Congress. And I don't think he's out of legal jeopardy just because of this declination that occurred.
So I'm going to translate this into layman's language.
Sure.
So this is a case of the prosecutorial discretion being based upon choosing the battles that you know you can win.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, and also they have an obligation to bring cases that they really have if they're going to use taxpayer expenses
That will stick.
Yeah, right. This one wasn't there, and I think there was unanimity around Attorney General Barr. I mean, he obviously is the final decider, but I think there was general agreement this is not the case to bring. The mere fact that the IG referred the FBI director for federal prosecution tells you how serious the IG found it and how far James Comey's image from law and order man to disorder and lawless man that he has gone. I mean, this is not going to be a pleasant report for Comey, and I think what comes after it is not going to be pleasant either in the FISA investigation.
So for those Americans who believe in rule of law, who believe that Lady Justice wears a blindfold for a reason, this is not the time, John Solomon, for us to doubt the new Attorney General, Bill Barr.
Yeah, I don't think so. Listen, I when I look at it, and I've watched a lot of cases in court and covered a lot of court cases, I would have a hard time imagining a prosecutor trying to bring this case, particularly in the District of Columbia or New York,
yes,
where there's, you know, a little more left-leaning jury.
You mean when 93% of the population voted for Hillary, that Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Right.
So, listen, I think the more important image here, just remember where we came from.
Right.
James Comey testified, my FBI did not leak. Guess what? McCabe and him leaked.
Yes.
My FBI followed the rules. It clearly didn't in the Hillary Clinton email case. That FISA was good. Now, that's the question that's outstanding. I think by the time we're done, all three of James Comey's main claims in his book tour, in his congressional testimony, are going to be debunked.
All right. But beyond that, in the last 20 seconds we have with you, John Solomon, when it comes to his legal jeopardy, the former director of the FBI, James Comey, isn't out of the woods, is he?
Not yet, no. I think that FISA issue is still a big issue, and we just need to get to the bottom of the facts and determine culpability.
I would not want to be James Comey now. Instagram or no Instagram. We've been talking to the excellent, the intrepid John Solomon of The Hill. Follow him, J. Solomon Reports. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, Wayne Allen Root, and afterwards, your calls here on America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been holding off on buying vitamins because I figure, you know what? All the vitamins I need are going to be in the fruits and vegetable supplements. I'm not going to bore you to tears with recanting all my health issues and what have you, but I will tell you this, there's already improvement, and it's a really amazing transition. It's really nice to get hooked up with an organization of people that understand where real help comes from. This will make a great commercial, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Keep the summer heat outside and give your home an upgrade with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. They're America's number one online choice for custom window treatments and will keep you cool with high-quality blinds, shades, and plantation shutters custom designed to fit any style and budget. Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years, and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code Prager. Pick the perfect look for one room or your entire home and pay over time with PayPal credit. Get 40% off plus an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code Prager. Blinds.com, promo code Prager. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I just checked my Twitter feed. Do you guys follow me? Do you follow me, Leroy? He does, he does. It's Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And I just exceeded 850,000. Woo! And I get a little analytics from those dastardly people and their algorithms. I had, thanks to you, an additional 38,000 people follow me last month. Dudes, dudettes, thank you. We salute you here on America First. Follow me Instagram, Facebook, and don't forget the webpage where we have our articles, our takes every day, deep analysis, and the best guest segments and monologues, sebgorka.com. And I can predict that our next guest will be one of those postings. He is none other. What he has a very interesting business card. It has the letters, big, big letters, W-A-R. He is, of course, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to America First, my friend. Did you enjoy last night?
The last two nights were great comedy. I don't watch comedy too often, but, you know, once in a while, politics hands you some jokes, and those people on that stage were some of the funniest people I've ever heard in my life, except, Sebastian.
Yes.
It goes from fun to a nightmare if you start to think, could one of them actually become the next president of the United States?
Right. Listen, he is a conservative warrior for freedom. He hosts War Now, because that's his initials, W-A-R, the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV and U.S. Radio Network, 6 p.m. Eastern. Follow him, Real Wayne Root. His picture on Twitter is rather entertaining as well. Wayne, is there for you a big winner amongst them or a big loser? Is Biden? Is it Biden's to lose for the next 460 days?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm about to write a column. You know, I write newspaper columns twice a week that are nationally syndicated. I'm about to write my new one. And one of the things I was going to talk about was how, remember Rick Perry a few years ago
Yes.
in the Republican debate? He couldn't remember which agency he wanted to cut.
Right.
And it made national news. It made world headlines.
It did. For weeks.
For president.
For weeks.
He's like an idiot.
Right.
Didn't Joe Biden couldn't remember his own website and said Biden... Was it
30-30?
That's huge news, and there wasn't one headline I saw anywhere
Wayne,
in America.
Wayne,
not the papers I read, yes.
Are you saying the media in America is biased, Wayne Allen Root?
I'm saying that that Rick Perry, that back surgery was on major pain medication. It wasn't even his fault. And this guy is just old and past his best days. He looks like a feeble, stumbling old guy up there. As a matter of fact, Biden ought to run with Robert Mueller for president because the two of them are the perfect team, Sebastian.
Okay, the meme warriors, you heard it. Wayne Allen Root has declared it right now. We need those memes. Are you listening, Carpe Donctum? Are you listening, Trump War Room? We need that. The side-by-side, the two doddering old men. It really is. It is Waldorf and Statler from the Muppets. It is Robert Mueller and is side-by-side with Joe Biden. Gosh, that's hilarious. Wayne, there's a reason that you are so successful. Okay, so who do you think, looking at the 20 people in that clown car, that struggle bus, who are you most worried about, Wayne?
Well, first I was going to say, I thought you were going to ask me who was the winner out of all of them, and of course it was Donald Trump. The number two,
that's too
number
easy.
Two winner would have been Michelle Obama, because I just keep thinking they're going to pull her out of a hat sometime before
hang
the convention.
Hang on. Are you doing a Michael Moore on me, Wayne Allen Root? Come
on. They cannot run with the group that was on that stage last night.
Okay, stop there. Let's play this audio. Right. Perfect segue. We didn't even rehearse any of this, but that's why he is who he is. Let's play cut 12.
If we don't run a street fighter, if we don't run somebody who's going to inspire people to come out and vote, we're going to lose again. And I think nobody listened to me last time when I said this, that Trump was going to win. He was going to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And frankly, I think there's a person that could do this. If the election were held today, there is one person that would crush Trump, and she hasn't announced yet. And her last name rhymes with Obama.
It doesn't rhyme, you silly, stupid man. It is Obama. He doesn't even sound like himself.
I got to say something, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to comment quickly.
Yeah.
It's funny that was Michael Moore, I assume.
Yes, but it didn't sound like him. He doesn't sound well, but that was Michael Moore.
All right, so it's funny that he says that, and I just said that. But meanwhile, if you watched the debate last night, it was really, there were more attacks on Obama than there were on Trump. So the Democratic Party doesn't even like Obama, but Michelle Obama is such a famous name. I'm a great believer that everything in life is branding and celebrity. It's the name.
Not everything. There's a little bit of substance.
Nothing, right?
A little bit of substance. Come on, Wayne. Don't do yourself down.
Listen, I believe in substance, but I don't believe the masses of asses believe in substance. I believe the average person votes for a name, and they don't even know what the name means or believes.
Well, that's the only reason that Biden's at the top. That's the only reason that Biden is polling where he's polling. It's simply name recognition. But do you? Because I get these calls once a week. We'll get a call on America First saying, "It's going to be Michelle," and I'm really worried. I just don't see it. That woman, A, I think she hated being first lady. She's still angry for some reason. I don't know. And secondly, she has zero charisma. There's no way she's going to connect with America. She just doesn't have that authenticity and that charisma. So are you worried about the possibility of Michelle suddenly cropping up?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to make the case that I like Michelle Obama or I think she'd be a good candidate. I'm just making the case she's the only person in the world who has a name up there with Donald Trump. You know, other than her or Oprah, I don't think that Donald Trump can lose this election. Or actually, there's three things that could be Trump. It would be a name like Michelle Obama, a name like Oprah, or massive cheating and illegals voting and voter fraud.
Yes.
That's the only way Trump loses with voter fraud. Right now, I could walk up to 100 people on the street, who I don't think are on welfare, and they'd mostly all be for Donald Trump. If you pick 100 people on the street who are on welfare, might be a very different story. But the average American who works for a living, loves Trump, or certainly appreciates, even if they don't like his tweets, appreciates what he's done for the economy, for jobs, for themselves, for their IRA account, for their stock account, for their real estate, for whatever. Trump is the winner as long as nothing stupid happens between now and the election, as long as there isn't a massive economic decline, as long as it's not Michelle Obama running against him, and as long as I think his number one goal should be declaring by executive action, and I think I said this the last time I was on with you, if my memory is correct, it's a little better than Biden's, we've got to have an executive order that literally demands government-issued voter ID for federal elections. And I believe the president can do that. And I don't know if you know this, Sebastian. I'm the guy who wrote in November, when no one had ever said a word about it in the whole world but me, I wrote a newspaper column and got it right in the hands of the president. It said, you will never get the money for the wall from the Senate or the Congress, or the House, I should say. So go ahead and declare a national emergency. Go ahead and declare executive order and take the money from the military budget. You have the right to do it. Let's let the Supreme Court decide. And I turned out to be exactly right.
This guy, how many articles has he written, mentioned in the last 7 minutes? He's good at this brand building and promotion. There's a reason he is called WAR, Wayne Allen Root. Follow him on Twitter at Real Wayne with a Y, Wayne Root. And he is the host of War Now, Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV and U.S. Radio Network, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We will be back with Mr. War in a moment here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. And then your calls, please, my friends, Dan, James, Frank, Rob, Rick, and everybody else, patience. We will get to you momentarily here on America First.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
You know, they've been telling you there is no crisis. It's all manufactured. Oh, really? Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson, in a hearing this week on Capitol Hill, forecast that by the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, 1.1 million people will cross the border illegally. Over a million people will have crossed the border this year alone. No crisis, right? To what Wayne Allen Root said in the last segment, he said the masses of donkeys in the country We have empirical data here. This is from College Pulse, being reported by campusreform.org, Ethan Kai. They surveyed 27,000 college students, and amongst them, less than 50% think America is the most powerful country in the world, and 30% think it's China. Yeah, we've got some work to do, my friends, but that's why we're here. This is America First, and our guest for this segment, he has stayed on very graciously, is Wayne Allen Root. Follow him on Twitter, Real Wayne Root. Wayne, Baltimore, we can't leave this. We can't have you come on the show and not discuss this. You've written about this. It's about to be published. Why? What's the real reason, Wayne Allen Root, why the Democrats were so angry at the president and his tweets about Baltimore?
Well, number one, Sebastian, they're not thrilled that he's pointed out how bad things are in Baltimore, and they've been in control, just like they're bad in Detroit, Democrats in control, Chicago, Democrats in control, Cleveland, Democrats in control, every city in America, every inner city, every majority black inner city, every minority people of color majority inner city that's run by Democrats is a disaster. So they're not thrilled about that. But that's not the real reason they got so hysterical and outraged. The reason it's so vicious, their outrage, is because Trump had the audacity to ask, where did the money go?
Right.
Not only have we given Baltimore to every inner city in America billions, not only since the day of Lyndon Johnson and his attack on poverty, the war on poverty, we've spent, I believe, $22 or $23 trillion on poverty, and it's no better in any of these inner cities run by Democrats. But also, do you know Obama gave Baltimore an extra $1.8 billion of stimulus money in 2009? And look at the results. Where did the money go? And I think you and I know where it went. The politicians stole it, and the community leaders stole it. And those are the very people who are so outraged and so upset that Trump actually said something about it. They're stealing the money. Guys like Cummings, Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings and his wife.
She runs a charity, and the money goes to her. And they're all people doing business with the government that stand in front of Elijah Cummings to get something done. They just happen to give a donation to a charity run by his wife.
A charity that has received $6.2 million of donations from companies that are actually under his purview, under his chairmanship. Can you say pay for play? A man who was almost destitute a few years ago because of the alimony payments he had to make and the fact that he had children with multiple people who hadn't been his wives, and now he's very comfortably off. How does that work, Wayne Allen Root?
Well, you know, it's funny because it reminds me very much. I was just going to say it reminds me of the Clinton Foundation when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and what she was in people's minds, the next president of the United States, lots and lots of money was given as donations, quote unquote, to the Clinton Foundation. None of it ever wound up going to charity, as you and I both know. They gave something like 96% to themselves and left 4% to charity, which means it's a charity fraud and it's a scam. But they got the money because everyone thought they were buying influence with the Secretary of State and or the next president. And the same thing with Cummings. I'd like to see how much money Cummings' wife could raise if he was not a United States congressman and all those people weren't doing business in front of the husband. There'd be no money. They couldn't get 5 cents. So it's all about he's in office, he has power, he's a thief, he's corrupt, she's a thief, same old ball game, ripping off the black people of Baltimore. They happen to be black, no shame.
That really is the bottom line. Forget the rats, forget the videos. The people in these cities have been ripped off, in the case of Baltimore, for 52 years by the Democrats. That's why he is Wayne Allen Root. He is the host of War Now, Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV and U.S. Radio Network, 6 p.m. Eastern. Follow him at Real Wayne Root. It's about following the money. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief where you need it the most, at the site of inflammation, using ingredients that are completely natural. Not pharmacological, not artificial, but things like curcumin, like resveratrol, omega-3 oils that actually have been proven over decades. In some cases, in the case of curcumin, over centuries to provide pain relief. That's why I take it. I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. I took my 3-week quick start of pack of Relief Factor. Within 2 weeks, the pain was gone and has yet to return. That is the experience of tens of thousands of you, our listeners, and it includes my fellow hosts here on Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who all, like me, endorse this remarkable product that is brought to you by the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, who are on a mission to relieve the pain of their fellow Americans. Go to relieffactor.com right now. See testimonials from across the country of Americans who are getting their lives back free of pain as we speak. The 3-week quick starter pack is a measly $19.95. Is $19.95 not worth it to you to see whether you could live a pain-free life, whether it's your lower back, your knees, your shoulder? Just give it a try. Just for me, $19.95. Give it a try. You should be the next success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are still broadcasting on our new platform, YouTube. It is the America First channel. My name, Sebastian Gorka, is the quickest way to find it. And then you can also check us out on iTunes, the free podcast app. Look for my name and America First. Back to your calls. The call board is full. If anybody falls off, 833-334-6752. America First. Will you fight for your freedom? Every day, Americans are finding their freedoms under attack. Big government is forcing business owners to violate their conscience. Leftist universities are punishing and silencing conservative students and professors, and so much more. There's no doubt that freedom in America is under serious attack. But thankfully, my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are on the front lines. They have been fighting for your freedom for 25 years. If attacks on freedom can happen to everyday Americans, they can happen to you, your business, or your children. That's why I'm partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom and why I'm asking for your help. To give a gift right now or to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom, go to yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org. Join the fight for freedom right now. Go to freedomfund.org.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Here, did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show and it's called America First? Tune in or else.
Sebastian Gorka!
Sage advice. Thank you, Sir Michael. Yes, indeed. Tune in or else. And if you're over the age of 50 and care about your healthcare, staying in your control, you know what to do. Join the good guys at AMAC. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or call 855-624-4824. They're fighting to make sure Medicare isn't stolen and turned into some kind of awful national system where you are no longer in control like they have in the UK, which I experienced and can tell you is a disaster. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Straight to your calls. Let's go to James in Phoenix, line 2. James, welcome aboard.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I hope everything's all right. You're welcome down to sunny Phoenix. I do have an observation from your talk with Solomon, talking about Attorney General Barr. My observations are that your Secretary of State, our Secretary of State, and our Attorney General are two sharp, fine people. And it would not surprise me if the backstory is, why should he bother prosecuting him? Why don't the backstory is, I don't think the people really want another one of these trials. Just shove them off the side, concentrate on getting the elections through, because Trump will win, and let him just go away. If you start to prosecute everybody, then we couldn't build enough jails for all those elected officials. But you believe in
rule of law, don't you, James, that criminals should be punished?
Yes, and there's other ways in the backstory that he can punish them all, you know. But I remember when Trump first got elected, he indicated that this kind of give Hillary a pass. Of course, they weren't smart enough to take the pass, and that's why we had the impeachments. But there's always a way that comes around that I think that Attorney General Barr is probably doing other stuff behind it.
Yeah, I think, thank you, James. I think John Solomon's analysis was spot on, and he does have incredible sources at DOJ. The fact is, there are bigger transgressions, and at the end of the day, it's the prosecutor's duty to make a decision as to whether that specific charge will stick. In this case of the memos, it's a kind of touch and go, but with the other things, the other lies, the perjury, those I think we can expect charges, and then Comey and his cronies will be in deep, deep legal water. Let's go to line 1. Dan, Orange County, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sav, you remember that movie back in the 80s, The Killing Fields?
Yes.
And there was a scene in that movie where the people had to confess that they had non-communist socialist ideas pop up in their heads. And they were let out and shot.
Right, and the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful crowd. Listening to Gillibrand questioning our former vice president, about his heresy against women, it reminded me so much of The Killing Fields.
You mean the heresy that women, you know, it's not a bad thing for women to be mothers. That heresy, you mean?
Yes. How dare you suggest that we have to raise our children, and
right,
that's a number one priority.
And it's a good thing for a mother to be at home. That's outrageous.
Terrible. Just terrible that a woman would consider raising her own children instead of sending them off to the nanny somewhere,
right,
when they can be out doing fine socialist things for the country.
Right.
And just disgusting. And the same thing when the camel got hit by Gillibrand. Let's revisit your heresy of actually prosecuting people when you were
laughing about smoking dope afterwards. That's delightful. So delightful.
You're right. And she, of course, the camel, Harris, says that she's been against the death penalty all of her life, which means she was a part of the crowd that allowed people like the Night Stalker, the guy who gouged out the eyes of one of my neighbors when I lived in Whittier.
Wow.
After he murdered him and then raided their refrigerator while their dead bodies were laying on the kitchen floor. and he ended up dying of old age. He died of natural causes 30 years after he got convicted. And it took 4 years to get him, even bring him to trial.
Yeah.
Just insane. Let these people, put these people in charge? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, thank you, Dan. I think the master of the present is through the odd tweet here, the odd tweet there. He's out allowing them to reveal themselves for who they really are. Superb call. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Frank, who's been waiting a long time. Line 3, Frank in Orlando. Welcome to America First.
Dr. G, it's a pleasure. Love the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A lot of conservatives, like, you know, a lot of people I know, are they get upset because they wonder, you know, when are these people ever going to get caught or prosecuted or brought to justice? And it seems like nothing ever happens. But let me lay this on the table. We've all seen Godfather 2, right?
A long time ago. But go ahead.
Michael Corleone had a lot of powerful enemies.
Yes.
What he did was he hatched a master plan, and he got them all at once. See what I'm saying? Because if you get them one at a time, they go scurrying. And I think Trump's got a master plan, and when the other shoe drops, they're all going to get arrested on the same day, because when the other shoe drops, President Trump's got a very big foot, my friend.
I like the imagery. Thank you, Frank. It's compelling. It's seductive. But it's a movie, okay? Let's try and stick to reality. We don't do things for show when it comes to the judicial system. I think that's really a left-wing impulse, a totalitarian impulse. Let's just say this. Attorney General Barr doesn't care about the makeup and the lights. He cares about results, and that's what we have to expect. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Great calls, guys. Oh, my gosh, we're almost full again. One line left. Open. Call us 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. The best part of the show. Friends, how are you doing in terms of your health? Are you eating properly? Do what I do. Cheat a little. Dr. Douglas Howard has created an incredible supplement. It's called Balance of Nature. It gives you all the fruits and vegetables that you should be eating anyway, but maybe don't. My friend, entertainer, actor, New York radio host, is a massive fan of Balance of Nature. Just listen to what Joe Piscopo is telling you to expect when you join us taking Balance of Nature.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
So from boosting your immune system to just making you healthy all around, Balance of Nature is the choice for me. And for a limited time, you will get 25% off and free shipping on your first preferred purchase. And also a wonderful little set of convenient travel bottles with a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature. Call them now, 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the special code GORKA, balanceofnature.com. Back with your calls after this message.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford,
earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Did you have a good night's sleep? If you didn't, do what I do. Sleep on Mike Lindell's incredible premium My Pillows. He has an amazing offer for you, the best ever on radio or TV. Two of his premium My Pillows for just $69.98. That is $34.99 per pillow. They never lose their shape, they never get hot, and they have a 10-year guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use my special code G-O-R-K-A for that massive discount, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, promo code Gorka. Fox News has been approached, or somebody in the administration has managed to contact them and confirm that, yes, indeed, Hamza bin Laden, bin Laden's other son, has been killed. So there is one less jihadist on the planet today. Thank you to whoever executed that mission. Let's go to somebody who I don't think sounds too happy. Bruce, line 5, Pensacola. Welcome to America First.
How you doing, Doc?
Very well, better than I deserve.
I don't know if you remember, but right after Bill Ball was nominated, we spoke and I told you not to get too excited about this guy.
I don't recall, but I... Yeah, go ahead.
And he's going to turn out to be a dud just like the rest of them.
Why do you say that, Bruce? Is it now 2024? Has Donald Trump left the White House?
No, but you...
Then why are you making a declarative statement as if it's all over? That's un-American.
He's got Comey on tape.
Did you listen to John Solomon? Right. Bruce, did you listen to our interview with John Solomon?
No, I didn't hear it. I heard him last night.
Okay, so you need to go back and listen to the interview. It's already up on YouTube, and he made an incredibly powerful explanation, and he has the best sources at DOJ. He said, this charge is a very hard one to make stick because these are informal memos that he wrote. They're not like Hillary Clinton taking pre-existing documents off a classified server that would have stuck. And it is the duty of the prosecutors to make charges that will stick. And John said there are much larger potential charges coming down the pike that still have James Comey in massive legal jeopardy, especially when it comes to the illegal FISA warrants. So, Bruce, if you surrender now, guess who's going to celebrate? The left. You've surrendered when it comes to Bill Barr. If you come on this show and say, don't trust Bill Barr, when we are still just at the beginning of his investigations and Durham's investigations, that is the wrong attitude to take. You gotta have faith, my friend. Brother, hold the line, because Bill Barr is in it like a honey badger, but you always choose the battles that you can win. So, Bruce, you call back in 2 years' time, you call back in 6 years' time, and then you tell me who is right. Because for right now, I'm on Team Trump, and I trust William Barr. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, back with Kaya Jones and your calls. Don't touch that dial.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.